They don't ask anything. As you know, they don't get lavish pay, but they're prepared to put their lives on the line at a moment's notice.
Which brings me to the other issue of ISIS in this country, because our front line of defense for ISIS many times is the police officer or law enforcement. They're the ones who are called out to fight, or are the FBI or any law enforcement.
That is becoming more and more the case, given how the global terrorist threat is evolving. That is correct.
What do you say to them?
Be vigilant, be aware, be ready, and in the Department of Homeland Security, what we're doing more and more is what we call vertical information sharing, vertical intelligence sharing with state and local law enforcement. We want people in local law enforcement to see what we're seeing in terms of the latest intelligence picture. And so our intelligence unit in DHS spends a lot of time with state, local law enforcement, police chiefs, sheriffs. Director Comey and I had a video teleconference with 1,000 police chiefs and sheriffs across the country last week to share with them the picture that we're seeing. And we think that's more and more important.
What about the other day you were talking about the lone wolf? I mean, how do the police even begin to fight that lone wolf? And then you factor in the internet where you have people who do the unthinkable. They become recruited for ISIS and they want to act alone here in the United States. How do you possibly fight against that?
It very definitely presents a more challenging picture because of the prospect of an independent actor who is not recruited overseas, not trained overseas, doesn't accept orders overseas, and comes to this country. We have systems in place to try to track that. But if it's somebody who's simply inspired by something they read on social media or in the internet and decides to commit an act of violence on their own, that's much harder to detect. And what I've been saying is that very often the cop on the beat may be the first one to actually find out about a potential terrorist attack.